just in case you had going and visiting the deep hollers of Mississippi on your to-do list this summer, and now it's not. It's understandable why. Six former Mississippi police officers pled guilty to a horrific racist torture event that took place in a deeply disturbing episode of police misconduct in Mississippi. Six former white police officers entered guilty pleas on charges stemming from breaking into a home and torturing two black residents. This shocking incident, which involves racial abuse, physical torture, and attempted cover-up, has raised concerns about the state of policing and racial biases in law enforcement. I would say especially in Mississippi, there's so many places in Mississippi you don't want to fucking break down because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen, including shady police work. On January 24th, Christian Deadman, Hunter Elward, Brett McApplin, Jeffrey Middleton, and Daniel Opdyke, all formerly affiliated with the Rankin County Sheriff's Office, along with Joshua Hartfield from the Richland Police Department, unlawfully invaded the residence where Michael Jenkins, who's 32, and Eddie Parker, 35, are living. The house belonged to Christy Whaley, a paralyzed woman whom Parker, a childhood friend, was assisting with care. The vile act was set into motion when Brett McApplin, the chief investigator from the Rankin County Sheriff's Office, was informed about two black men living at a property by his neighbor. Deadman was asked to address this complaint. Based on federal complaints secured by People magazine, Deadman reached out to fellow officers Middleton, Elward, and Opdyke, infamously known now as the Goon Squad, due to their violent tendencies and a history of cover-ups. Through group messages, they plotted the attack, making sinister arrangements and instructions on how to avoid leaving evidence. Why? Why would you do that? Why? If you got a complaint, go investigate it professionally. You're going with these other morons planning to go and attack people in their home? You're fucking police.
These are supposed to be the people who help others, who stand up for the weak, who protect people. I have horrible thoughts about these people. I want bad things to happen to them in prison. Mm-hmm. I want them to get beaten to a bloody fucking pulp. I'm sorry. This is not okay. We teach children that you go to a safe person. You go to a police officer when they need help. These are not those fucking people.
No. Upon arrival, they tactically maneuvered to avoid surveillance cameras and then forcefully entered the residence. What transpired over the next 2 hours is nothing short of horrifying. Both Parker and Jenkins were tasered, handcuffed, and subjected to an unwarranted arrest. The officers engaged in a campaign of abuse, which included kicking, beating the victims, and hurling racial slurs at them, inappropriate use of objects, and forcing both men to take showers to erase evidence of their abuse. As the ordeal continued, Jenkins endured a gunshot to his mouth that left him severely injured. The officers didn't stop at physical abuse in their attempt to cover their tracks. They hatched a plan involving planted drugs on Jenkins and fabricating a story about the shooting. Middleton even suggested placing a throwdown gun on Jenkins. The aftermath of what is a throwdown gun? Is a throwdown gun like one you have in your back pocket that's unmarked that you can throw and say, oh, they had a gun?
I'm looking it up right now because I've never heard of that. An unregistered gun placed as evidence to suggest that a shooting by police was done in self-defense.
Oh, there you go. Exactly what I just said. The aftermath of this gruesome incident has been significant. The attorney representing Parker and Jenkins, Malik Shabazz, remarked that these guilty pleas were historic, highlighting this is the first time in Mississippi history that a white law enforcement officer faced criminal charges for misconduct against a black person. How the fuck is this the first time in Mississippi? I guess because it's because it's Mississippi, I think, is the correct answer to this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Jenkins and Parker's trauma runs deep, with the actions of the officers leaving a lasting scar on the Rankin County community. I would imagine that there's probably a very pervasive racism or feel of racism to this community already. The six of these people going to jail and getting arrested, I would imagine, is more so a symptom of a larger problem than the actual problem that this community faces. Despite the tarnished reputation of the police force, Sheriff Brian Bailey addressed the incident, stating that the actions of a few had tainted the entire department. Damn right.
Yeah.
Bailey, along with the former officers, is now facing a staggering $400 million lawsuit from the victims.
Good.
Attorneys for the officers have made various statements, with many acknowledging the gravity of their clients' actions and their readiness to face consequences. Deadman, Elward, McApplin, and Middleton's representative have yet to make any sort of comment on the case. So, yeah, just utterly insane behavior from these people. I'm guessing there's not a very strict hiring policy at the Rankin County Police Department in terms of psychological evaluations for those that you're giving a gun and a badge to. How big is Rankin County? I mean, this, I've never even, not that I know much about Mississippi other than get the fuck out of it as quickly as possible.
I'm going to look it up. One thing that I want to point out is that this was, I can guarantee this was not the first time this shit happened.
Yeah.
That, and I don't know anything. I don't know about this case. I saw the headline and just turned away from it because it just made me sick. But I guarantee people saw how these people were. You don't just wake up one morning and go, hey, let's go fuck up some people of color.
Yeah.
It's probably just woven through this department. And I don't know that for sure, but you and I have worked with horrific people.
Yeah.
We didn't just wake up one day and go, oh, they're awful. No, we saw them inching up to awful. And it was like, oh my God, this is horrible. And we've seen it all along.
It's not,
so, you know, there's more.
I can almost guarantee this is not the first time these people have been involved with beating a black person.
Yeah, exactly. And those people of color are out there going, I'm not going to fuck with the police. I know what happens. So they haven't said anything. They haven't done anything. And hopefully they'll come forward and maybe somehow get some sort of punitive damages for what's happened to them, because this can't be the only group that's been affected by these assholes.
I'm looking, and Rankin County is right by Jackson, Mississippi, otherwise known as the fourth layer of hell.
Yeah,
it is. It's a fucking horrible place. I have never
worked down there.
I never worked down there, but I was driving through there once, and I got a hotel in the downtown area. And online, it looked like, oh, this is pretty neat. It's a historic hotel that they had refurbished and brought back from death, because it was sitting there abandoned for years, as is pretty much all of downtown Jackson, Mississippi. It's abandoned and it's dangerous, and you'll probably die if you go walking around there. I remember thinking online, oh, this is really great. We get there, and there are armed security that then take your car, because there's no place for you to park it safely. And then they have a place that I guess is secure that the valet takes it. At least I was hoping to God it was. And it turned, I got my car back, missing hubcaps, but I got it. No, I'm kidding. But I did get it back. But they said, literally just walk into the building. Don't talk to anybody. Don't go walking anywhere. Go in the building. And within that like 3 second period, I had one guy that was coming up to me going, hey, come over here into the alley with me just for a second. God knows what. And then the entire time I stayed there, it was nothing but gunshots all night and sirens all over.
Are you serious?
It was horrible. It was like, and I said, at the time to my wife, I said, this must be what it's like to stay in like Baghdad or something, because you can't leave the building. You don't want to leave the building. And you're there. You're like in the middle of this war zone. And we driving into the city, it looked like a bomb went off. Literally, I mean, it did. It was just burned out homes. People were still living in them. The poverty is utterly out of control. So is crime. It was just horrific. We were driving by an abandoned hospital too, going, well, this looks like it's out of The Walking Dead.
Oh my God.
All the windows are broken. And it was just, never again will I ever visit Jackson, Mississippi. This county covers half of the city.
I wonder why it's so bad. Well, what's crime, going on there?
Crime, poverty, just over the years, it's fallen apart. I don't know the exact reasons for that specific city falling to the way it has. But I mean, it was reminiscent of, you know, like Detroit. It was I'd probably worse in some ways. And Gary, Indiana, places like that, that, you know, mm-hmm. just seen such horrific. Flint, Michigan, racism, systemic racism, poverty. There's a thousand reasons I'm sure the city is in the state that it's in. And while you have open, you have six officers together who conspire to do something like this, it's a fucked up area and things are not good. If you've never been there, you're driven around some of the South. It's a third world in the United States. We don't think that these places exist in our country until you drive around through them. And
they do.
And it is a scary as shit area. It literally is like a third world country in parts of the United States. So I don't know. It's not a place I'd visit ever again. Man, I'm sure there's somebody who's gonna go, it's a wonderful place. There's good. You only saw the bad parts. Maybe I did. I don't know. But it was enough for me to get an impression that this is the fourth layer of hell. So I don't know. I really do hope, and I'll say it because you didn't want to say it. You were talking off the air.
Right? No, before. I didn't. You're but like, I could.
You were talking about certain broomsticks that were not in the best shape be used on these horrible human beings while they yes. are in prison. And I will one up that. I'm going to say, screw the broomstick. I think that they should go get Negan's bat from The Walking Dead.
Oh, God.
And twist.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.